Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Bobby.
You know what's creepy?
What?
Delivery.
Why?
Getting
so
things
convenient.
Delivered, having people deliver stuff, pizza.
It's so convenient.
Amazon.
Though. Why is it creepy?
Alcohol.
That sounds lovely.
Food.
Yeah, it sounds great.
It's extremely convenient.
You never have to leave the house.
And I love it. But it's creepy.
This whole episode is just going to be about our appreciation for delivery.
Yeah, it's great. Getting your groceries.
Could you imagine just the whole time we just talk about how much we love it and then the podcast just ends?
Yeah. Big fans.
We just really wanted to talk about it today.
I think it all started with obviously.
How did it start? Well,
pizza. Food.
Yeah,
getting
takeout
food.
Delivery.
When I was looking up stories, 95% of them were like pizza delivery stories. I actually had a hard time finding really anything about
non-pizza delivery.
Yes.
What is wrong with pizza delivery?
I think it's just a job.
Maybe
that,
there's so many.
Well, it's cheap food.
Yeah.
So it's, a lot of people can buy it, I think. So you're just opening yourself up to a lot more people. And usually it's, younger kids, younger people, teenage young adults that are working those jobs.
Yeah, fair.
Did you have any friends that delivered pizza?
We did. We had one and who's still in our, we still know. I told you about that. Michelle's husband, Nick, used to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But what's funny is I was laughing because he would deliver pizzas. But then if he had a house that was, we would all hang out at my cousin's house. He was technically my cousin's friend. And then that's how I knew him. But we would be hanging out at my cousin's house and they'd be like, oh, Nick's making a delivery nearby. He's going to stop by. So he would make a pizza delivery. And we'd be like, or we would call him and be like, if you come near our area, can you just drop off pizza?
Do you have any,
If you have any leftover pizza, which they did technically have, they had leftover pizza they had to throw out. They're not supposed to take.
Yeah.
I won't put anybody in. But if Michelle watches, she's going to be like, don't say Nick gave you pizza. I mean, he's way past that job.
Yeah,
that job.
A long time ago.
But I remember he would stop by for a little bit in between his job. And I remember he's thinking that's a cool job. You just kind of who would know if the delivery took a little longer?
What's crazy is thinking about it when he was delivering and my friend John delivered pizzas. They did that all before
John that I know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did all that before Google Maps and GPS. And
yeah.
It was just figure it out.
How did they? I'm going to have to ask him someday.
Just figure it out.
How did you figure
you
it
had
out?
To know, you had to know the town. You had to know.
That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't even think of that. I would have been terrible at that job. Never mind.
I thought about doing it because I had a car pretty early on, but just never did it.
Even in our old. So speaking of delivery, I said I was if we ever end up moving again, every house we've ever lived in has had trouble with deliveries.
Yeah.
Our last house was
a dead end road.
Our house was cut by a lake. So the
oh yes.
The road would start and then there would be a lake and you had to go around the lake, but when you went around the lake it was a different street.
Yeah.
And then on the other side would be
the same
our street, the same
name.
Street continued.
And then the street above us had a very similar name. So very often our stuff would get delivered to the street above or just random.
And our street had three houses on it because it was a tiny dead end road.
Yeah.
And so, people, they would deliver it to the street next to us, or they would call us and be like, hey, your street just ended and there is no your house number. And we're like, no, you gotta go. Are you at a lake? Can you go around? It was the most annoying.
All the time we had to
time. I just assumed people would not know where to go and then we'd have to correct
them. Then I became pretty good friends with the one UPS driver. We gave him a good tip one Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
because
he had to deal with Dexter too, barking at him constantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now there was that.
Our current house has a very steep driveway, so it's difficult for a lot of people to get up.
Yeah. Or people just don't want to.
Yeah, or they leave stuff.
So they just leave stuff and then it's very easy for somebody to literally drive by and be like, oh, we can't see the mailbox from where we are. So there's times people will leave packages down there. We have no idea they're there.
Yeah.
And also would have no idea if somebody just drives by and takes them.
Yeah.
So
hopefully our next house.
That would be our number one question. Yeah. Be like, do you have any problems with deliveries in any way, shape, or form? Because if so, before we're not then, getting this house.
We were living in an apartment complex and we had to rely on the workers being there, accepting the packages.
Oh, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. That was so
And then when
so
we lived
annoying.
In the city, we would we'd get stuff delivered to our jobs.
Oh, that's right. That was easy. And then, I would always get it delivered.
And then we'd
office.
Have Jose, the mail guy.
Oh, yeah.
I was good friends with him. He was really nice. And I always like, whenever I get something like important, I'd always call him. Like, hey,
we got a new phone or something. Yeah, yeah. Like, we're waiting on this phone. Yeah. Jose, where is it?
And he's like, it's down. I'm like, can I come get it? And
I totally forgot. I must have blocked all that out of memory. Yeah. So we have never had an easy delivery residence.
Experience, yes. Household.
It's our number one priority if we ever move to another house.
Yeah. I'd be curious. I should have looked it up, but I mean, I probably would have done a decent amount of research, but like finding out, well, two things. One, what the increase in like delivery drivers was as far as like UPS, FedEx, and all that.
Oh God, in the last couple of years?
Yeah,
sure. Well, 2020.
What the percentage increase
made it astronomical, I think.
And I would hope their salaries increased because they have to just do so much. Probably didn't, which is
probably not
nonsense. And that's why they're all angry.
Dude, I have to say, some of the Amazon delivery people here are champs, though. Like, yeah. I have seen them. There was one time it was snowing and this guy, I think, was too nervous to come up our driveway with his car. So he just walked up the driveway with these huge packages in the snow. Yeah. And I was like, this guy is an absolute hero. He could have just left it at the bottom. Yeah. Like other people.
It's funny. Like some people will just be champs and bring it up. And some people are just like, ah, screw it. And just
believe
usually
it.
Usually
if I see it, I'll run.
Yeah.
Out
if we see it, if we see people that are there, like leave it down there. We'll come get it. Or just like put it like slightly up the driveway and we'll come get it. Yeah. But the other thing, something I've considered because I've had to break down a lot of cardboard boxes in the past 10-ish years is I wish I would have known and invested in like cardboard box manufacturers.
I mean, if that's the thing, wouldn't you have invested in Amazon?
Yes, a million. There's a million things I could, but I wish I would have been like, this is only going to go up and
have an insane amount of boxes.
Yes.
Like, I wonder if we have the most boxes in our neighborhood. Next time, possibly. Next time recycling.
Yeah, no, I've
we
looked around.
We should take a drive.
When I take Dexter for walks, I look around. I do a great job of breaking it down and compacting everything and putting as much into like one box as possible. So when they come, it's just literally pick up one box and throw it in.
You do a good job of, you have a box party.
I have box parties. I break everything down. And
to be fair, because people are like, oh, because you guys are YouTubers, you probably buy a bunch of stuff. To be fair, we work from home. So I have to order all of our work, like office and anything that's relating to a job, I have to order to the house. We have a baby, so we also have like a lot of extra stuff for her constantly. I just ordered her a toilet.
But it's also like
a training toilet.
Most stuff,
then
yes.
Then our stuff.
Most stuff, yes. You could go out and get it. But also, not everything. And it's just super convenient.
I have a great
Amazon,
with that, though.
But Amazon now, you can get stuff same day delivery.
Yes.
Which is insane.
Being a new mother was very convenient getting delivery. I would say like, pandemic, I had astronomical respect for people that were doing deliveries because that was all the only way you could get most stuff.
Yeah.
Being a new mom and dad and we could like barely leave the house and we're exhausted. Yeah. They were a godsend to people that are sick or
so
elderly.
Convenient. It's just extremely convenient.
I will say, that's what I was going to say. My mom. Okay. So the older generation talking to you, all the parents that are listening to our podcast, all of our parents, I mean, or just parents in general, older parents in general. Not to say that you guys are old. I'm going down.
Older than us.
Older than us. Generations older than us. Every time I talk to my mom and I'm like, I got to get this. She's like, why don't you go to, we should go to Target today and get it. I'm like, it's like, or I could just order it and it'll be here tomorrow. Yeah. But then sometimes she's like, no, we should go. We'll go out. Like, I feel like which I get because like when they were growing up,
they're used to it.
This
is fairly new.
I can't tell you how many times I'm like, okay, yeah, that sounds fun. We'll go out. Like it is fun, but we go out and we can't find the thing that we need all the time. And I'm just like, this is why if I need something specific.
Yeah, that's what
I
was saying.
Or within a certain amount of time, I will go online and get it. If I want to just like shop for fun and like look around, that's different. I do like doing that in person.
Yeah, there's something.
If there's not something I specifically need, I just kind of want to like have a day out with my mom, mm-hmm. or your mom, or like myself or Melody. And just
there's some things
around.
You want to go like clothing, or
groceries.
Like groceries. Just, there's some things you want to go out yourself. And get yourself and try it on, whatever. But
oh yeah, clothing is a big one.
But at the end of the day, if you like, if you're buying the same brand or you know your size,
but yeah,
you can just get it. Groceries, it's just super convenient to have. All right, so if you go to a grocery store, you're gonna spend a minimum an hour there, right?
Yeah.
Plus you're driving, you know, plus or minus, and you know, like around an hour and a half to 2 hours, minimum.
Yeah.
Total, getting it, shopping, dealing with all the people. Hopefully they have it.
Yeah.
Or you just go on a website and you can chill. Build your grocery cart throughout the day and then boom, and it comes.
Yeah, we started doing that when I would, even when we worked in an office, we would do that because I was like, either I'm going to spend a chunk of my weekend, my only 2 days off of the whole week, I'm going to spend grocery shopping, or at the end of the day when I'm exhausted yeah. getting home, or I can do it while I'm at work. And then when I get home, they're delivered and I just put them away.
And so it was you're like someone who likes to take your time when you're shopping, look at the labels, check everything out.
Yeah, so I get to do that online.
Now you
easier.
Do it online. And it's and also to go along with that.
And
why,
compare things easily.
Yes. Why I prefer to buy most things online is I can look at reviews. I can look at specifics. If I'm at a store and I'm looking at a bunch of things and I'm just going off whatever, like just reading the
Well, that's like your dad who's probably listening right now. I remember when we used to order, he was like, well, how do you know what sell by date they're going to pick for you?
Yeah.
I was like, that's a risk I'm willing to
it's
take
a risk, but like, they're not going to, they're going to give you good food. They usually,
not always. I've gotten some every now and then. I'm like, this avocado is bad.
Yes. But I feel like they're going to try and give you.
Majority of the time, yeah.
Because then they can get, it can get back to them. Like, hey, you gave me all bad food.
Yeah.
And that's, they're not going to want to have to deal with that problem.
Yeah.
And it also is providing more jobs for people.
Yeah, I told Bobby I always have this like, I don't know. I always feel bad when I order groceries online.
And
he goes, why? There is somebody who's employed yeah. to do that job. If nobody was ordering online, that person would not have a job. And I was like, well, I guess, but like, I still feel bad.
You're providing jobs. You're giving a delivery driver a job. You're giving the person who has to go and pick the order a job. And
yeah, I always give them like a really you're good not tip too. Like, cause I feel like if it's something,
yeah, we, yeah,
if it's something good. I could do and you're saving me time, like I will give you a tip, like a good tip.
Yeah.
I'm like, you
they deserve it.
Yeah. I'm like, you did the thing that I did not want to do. So you deserve this.
Yeah.
But I mean, when we get to the downsides though, mm-hmm. obviously there's a, not everybody, it's not worth it for everybody to get delivery or whatever, because there is definitely an upcharge.
Absolutely.
There's a tip more. And the cost is more. Like they yeah. upcharge you for the
well, kind of goes along with when we were talking about like restaurants and stuff and people not tipping. Like you have to factor all that in. And I noticed like when we get food where let's say it costs $50 and then all of a sudden you look at it, it's like, whoa, this is now like 70, almost
yeah, $80. Yeah, because they give you all these different fees and stuff.
There's the fees that they charge for the delivery and then you tip them well and it's like, oh crap. Like, you know, thankfully.
Yeah, there's been a couple times we ordered something. I was like, what? Like, this is not worth it.
Yeah. I mean, you can factor in like, all right, I got to go spend some money on gas, travel, take time, whatever. At the end of the day, it all works out. Another thing we get delivered, which is, I think, super convenient, is like meal prep food.
Why are you looking at me?
No, I was just waiting. I thought you were like, no. I just want to say it's like another facet of getting things delivered that is saving us time, that yes, we could do it and it's costing us more money, but it's all about time. If you're, I think that's what it really breaks down to for most people. If
we found, let me preface why we started doing meal delivery though. We, for those of you that don't know this, because a lot of people think that YouTubers don't do much work. I work normal hours in my, if not longer
I
hours.
Don't, I think you work more than more. Normal hours.
By the
and
time
it's
I wake up,
because
get ready,
you're
come
always
down.
On.
Yeah.
You're not, it's not like you clock in and clock out. You are literally always having to work.
There was a time where in between working, I would have to go upstairs and try to make something, come down. And then by the end of the day, I'm usually exhausted because I'm on constantly. I can't. That's the one I always say. I was like, that's the one thing I kind of miss from having an office job. If I wasn't feeling it one day, I could literally go in and just kind of like post, like get my work done. Nobody would really know. I could kind of like zone out here and there. I can't do that if I'm filming. Like people will know. I found that when I went up, I would either spend so much time making, eating, and cleaning everything, or I would grab something unhealthy or order food because I just didn't have the time to do it. And then the same thing would happen with dinner. So then we realized if we ordered the meal prep things like in bulk, it really wasn't that much more money than us buying everything.
Yeah.
We were basically paying back for the time that buying we were saving.
It, cooking it.
Clean it. Yeah, there's not much to clean because all you're doing is rinsing the thing and recycling
It really comes down to like saving time and where is that time. Some people enjoy cooking. Great. We enjoy cooking too, but
I don't.
I think
that's one thing I did not.
Well, we don't enjoy doing it every day. But like,
I don't really. Nope. I enjoy somebody else cooking for me.
Okay. I mean,
I like baking.
Yeah. I mean, I like cooking too, but every day. That's the thing is when you work from home every day, you're cooking and making every meal. So that's why some people are thinking, oh, like, it's not that easy when you have to do it every time. And I understand a lot of people like,
but you can do it like, once a week.
Yeah. And then a lot of people will like prepare their lunch for their job or like breakfast. But like at the end of the day, like you're doing everything at home. And after a while, it's like, I don't know, it becomes very tedious and time consuming and being able to give yourself that time to just boom, put it in the microwave, heat it up. And you know, what you're getting is, you know, we get healthy food. It just makes it easier. And again,
that too, everything's pre-portioned out.
Yeah.
Again, we could be doing this.
Yes.
You'd have to, but again, with how much like working on the weekend, the last thing I want to do is spend one of my entire days that I could be spending like doing fun things with you and Melody, food prepping, grocery shopping. Like, so you do a trade-off. It's like, which would you rather? Would you rather have your time or would you rather have money?
Yep. And obviously
a lot of people don't have the luxury of having that option. It's like, I don't have time or money and I need to like just get it done.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've been in that spot as well. Like,
yeah, of course.
We didn't have money and we didn't have time and we made it work. But like,
yeah,
it's, I don't know. It's like, I'm trying to think, there's all these like financial shows I've been watching on YouTube. And the biggest thing, all these people like don't have any money. And when he goes through their reports, it's all like food delivery.
Yeah.
So I think it's like it's definitely like a very good thing. Like I said, for like elderly people or people or during COVID or
just busy people,
or people with parents like that are parents and can't leave the house with their kids easily. But it could also be a detriment because it's so easy. You're like, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
Like,
or
it
like,
could go, because there's definitely times I've done it and I'm like, I definitely could have like, I definitely had time and energy to make something.
And we pick up food every now and then too. It's not like we do it all the time.
What do you mean pick up food?
Like go out to like pick up food at the restaurant. Or
oh yeah.
Go shopping ourselves.
If it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just saying like, if you want to get to like the dark side of it.
Go ahead.
I've found that it definitely keeps me from going. Well, it could be good and bad, but like it keeps me from wanting to go out into society, which is both good and bad.
Yeah, I think it's a good. It's
because sometimes it can be draining, and like sometimes you deal with terrible people, and then you're like, "Why am I even going out and doing?" Or it's super packed and busy, and you run the risk of getting sick or whatever. But then it also runs the risk of like I could literally stay in my house all day every day, survive, and not. I mean, that's what we did during COVID.
Yeah,
like we made it. That's what happened. But it also can like reinforce the fact that people don't need one another, which I find is like a really bad thing that's happening.
Well, it's the human interaction aspect that is diminishing from a lot of people's lives.
Yes.
Because work from home, you know, ordering food, ordering this and that. It's just that it's changed society. And like we, you know, like most things, there's positives and negatives to that.
Yeah. Well, the other bad thing is like, a lot of people like blame Amazon, which rightfully so, for like taking over a small company. Oh, like, do you have on there about ghost kitchens that we just learned about?
No.
Oh.
You can talk about it.
Okay.
Eddie Burback.
There you go.
Burback. The Deceptive World of Ghost Kitchens.
Yeah. Watch that video. It was extremely good. Yeah. He did such a good job with it. It was very like entertaining.
Entertaining and informational. Very good job.
But I learned something that basically with like the rise of Grubhub and Seamless and all those other food delivery places, whereas some mom and pop shops and things have kind of, like, I feel like most of the places we order from are smaller businesses.
Yeah, non-chains. Diners.
Yeah, diners. Yeah. Like the, what's it called, Chinese place that we order from is a small, like,
not that's a chain. The only,
yeah, not yeah. a chain. Like, we try to help smaller businesses. Like, yeah. We're not big chain restaurant people.
Yeah.
But there is this thing going on Grubhub now where the, like, ghost kitchen, I'm trying to think of the easiest way to describe this. Places will look like mom and pop shops.
Or just like small, yeah.
Or like small non-chain business, non-chain. Things you haven't, like places you haven't
like
heard of.
Like a burrito
of yet.
Place or a...
Or grilled cheese.
Yeah, grilled cheese or a burger. A lot of them are like burger places. And you're like, oh, this is just some like small little burger shop.
Yeah. They're not. Yeah. They're basically big corporations that buy out these like...
Big like
mass
warehouses.
Production kitchens.
Yeah.
And house like multiple fake restaurants in them. And like you gotta watch the video. He deep dives into it way better than me or that I can. But what's funny is after we watched that video, I looked on Grubhub and I found a couple of the places that he pointed out were actual ghost kitchen restaurants. Mm-hmm. The one I remember is Thrilled Cheese.
Yeah. And basically what they're doing is they're forcing out all the competition by oversaturate the market with all these places. Like, oh, this is like some cool little burger spot. And it's like, nope, it's just...
But it's the same menu.
It's the same. It's all the same food. Repackaged to like look like it.
So like he found one kitchen in LA, I think housed, what was it? Like 77 restaurants?
Yeah.
So yeah, what they're doing is they're trying to like, yeah, oversaturate the market.
Yeah.
So people think they're ordering from all these other like random restaurants and whatever. And they're not. It's one big corporate kitchen.
Or it could be like a Fridays or like a corporate chain restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Like a TGI Fridays that is pretending
to be some small little place. And it's like, nope, they're just making the burger
That's
there.
Crazy.
Or like, you know, Mr. Beast had Beast Burger. And the first thing he showed was like his own restaurant. And he's like, oh, you can order it wherever you are in like the United States.
I didn't know that either. Like when we ordered it.
Yeah.
There's no storefronts.
Yeah, there's no storefront.
Except for the American Dream Mall.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it's crazy. Any chance where there's opportunity, somebody's gonna.
I think what a lot of this boils down to is that it's a shift in the market. It's a shift in how things are done, and whether you look at it as a negative or positive. And I understand if they're just saturating the market and destroying small businesses. Yeah, that's not good. But at the same time, you have to realize. This is the way it's going. This is the way the economy, this is the way the market is going. And the mom and pop shops have to advance with it as best they can and try to.
Yeah, but I don't think you can keep up with a corporation. Nobody's going to be able to keep up with a corporation. I think as consumers, if you care about.
I think what they have to do is a better job of marketing.
I think Grubhub. Well, like his suggestion was Grubhub needs to be more transparent.
Yes.
About what is coming out of a restaurant and what is coming out of like a ghost kitchen, which I agree.
I think consumers will become more aware of that. And not, you know, a lot of people are aware.
I wasn't.
But
I knew things like that existed.
Yeah, but like we order from places we know in the area that we know are physical locations.
Yes.
But we also, I think, you know, when we order from a new restaurant, we'll look it up and research it.
Yeah.
Which I think more people have to do.
Oh, yeah.
But I understand, like, younger people who just say, oh, there's this cool new thing. I'm going to order from it. It has good reviews or whatever it may
be. Also, it might be cheaper. I don't know. I haven't looked at, like, why people would order from a place they don't know and never heard of.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I wouldn't. Like, I would either order from a chain if that's what I was feeling or a local place.
A restaurant that you're familiar with. Good. You know, you've either been there or.
I mean, I guess, or unless you're like new to the area and you're just ordering, you're like, oh, this is maybe like a cute little, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I just think in general, the food industry it's a tough business.
Oh, yeah.
To work
it's like
in.
One of the hardest ones.
It's funny because when we were first watching this video, I was like, oh, wow, this is actually really good. It's like you're have a central location for all this food to go and it's like all being controlled. But one of the other issues is that they don't have the same food and safety regulations as a restaurant.
That's crazy. They said there could also be restaurants that got like violate health and safety violations for their restaurant. But then if they're doing a ghost kitchen for another restaurant, the rules don't apply. So they could still operate even though they have food in like that's gross.
Yeah. Again, like I said, it's
food
just
and safety violations.
It's just a shift in the market. And we have to, you know,
I'm
evolve with it.
Hopefully it'll catch up, but like the regulations and stuff. Yeah. But
But, you know, at the same time, it offers a lot of convenience. One of the cool things I think about ordering from something like Grubhub is being able to, like, track your food. Like, all right, I see my driver. They're at the restaurant now. They're picking. You know when it's coming. It's not just you order from, a pizza place. Like, all right, we'll be there in 30 minutes. And it's like, all right, well, you're not here yet. Or you, we order Chinese food. And it's like, all right, it's been, it said it'll be here in an hour. It's 15 minutes past that. All right, I guess I'll call.
And every time you call, they're like, we just got it.
And but there's been some times where they didn't get the order. Like, they're like, oh, we didn't see the ticket. We're going to put it together now. And, you know, it happens. Mistakes happen. But I think having that tracking and having someone go and get it, you know, it's good. Like, you know, like I said, everything has negatives and positives to it.
That's what this whole podcast is about.
The yin and yang, good and bad. But I think another positive is providing jobs for people. And I believe some like Uber Eats and stuff, people can go pick up somebody and drive them someplace. And then at the same time, they can go get food.
It's, you can decide to take a job or not. Yeah. And you can decide what hours you feel like working or not, which is a nice perk.
Yeah. Like, and then obviously like the tips are an issue and sometimes people don't get tips. I saw some video the other day of a guy who did like a Uber Eats and they brought the food there and they didn't give him any tip. And it's like, all right, well,
yeah, that sucks.
Don't be a jerk and don't tip someone who just literally went, got your food, came and.
Yeah. I don't know how people do that. Like, don't tip somebody for doing something that they could have went and did.
Yeah. You know, people take advantage of stuff. It is what it is.
It's the same. I have the same argument as when we did the restaurant thing.
Yeah, as far as tipping your server.
Yeah,
you got to take care of the people who are going out and doing the job for you.
No, I meant like just in general, I don't like tipping culture and I wish people were just paid better.
Yes, I agree.
Well, to be fair, I guess delivery could be a different way because they could literally like just leave with your food if they're already getting paid.
I guess it
would depend how they
To kind of like start shifting a little bit, some of the like creepier sides or thoughts that have crossed my mind when it comes to getting your food delivered
is this going to ruin food delivery for me?
No, I'm sure you've considered this. Is people messing with your food?
Yeah.
But it can happen, obviously. But one of the things I realized,
they could do it at a restaurant too.
Yes. But also, if someone, if you're ordering your food on like Grubhub or something and you get sick or like poisoned or whatever it may be, like it can be tracked.
Oh, yeah.
Back.
It can easily be tracked. That was the same with like Uber drivers too.
Yeah.
There's always like a, like if somebody disappears and you were their Uber driver,
yeah,
they're going to easily be able to be like, oh yeah, we tracked her phone and like the last thing she used was this.
Yeah.
And you picked her up. What happened? Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely crossed my mind, especially when you get your bag and like the seal thing that's supposed to be, oh, this wasn't tampered with, is like broken. And you're like, oh shit. Like,
you think that sometimes they like, they know that you got like fries or something that they open it.
Oh, I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure it's happened before. So you pick up McDonald's and it's,
I always think, I'm like, I wonder what I would do.
Snag a couple fries, reach in right here. I don't have to break the seal.
I'm just reaching, take a couple fries. They'll never know.
It's definitely happened.
Oh, yeah.
Having to be that a delivery driver and just all the like crazy encounters
it's funny because I'm always scared of the people coming to our house to, that's why when they implemented, like before the pandemic, there was really no like leave my food at the door and don't contact me.
Yeah.
But then after the pandemic, they implemented that and I love it.
Yeah, so I think it's great.
Everybody listens to it, but I would say the vast majority of people most, like, will drop it and go.
Yeah.
But it's funny because like I'm scared of some of the people that would come, like just strangers coming to your house and knowing where you live. But then also on the flip side, I can't imagine like what some of the drivers also encounter, like
I got some stories. That's most of my stories are, is some strange.
On the driver's perspective?
Yeah, well, most of my stories are of the driver's
perspective. The one weird encounter I had here was some guy dropped off our food, but then like wouldn't leave, even though it was when Melody was like a baby and you were home. You were downstairs in the basement and I went to go get the food, but he like wouldn't leave. So I was
like,
all
right. He was in his car?
No, he was like standing in the entryway. Like he like rang the doorbell, was like waiting. I was like, oh, he didn't listen to the instructions. I'm just leaving it.
Yeah.
So then I went out, like I was waiting and he was like standing there forever. And then as I was going out, he started finally walking down the stairs. I should have just waited a couple minutes. And then I came over. I was like, oh, thank you. And he was like, yeah. And then he asked me a question about some, oh, one of the cars or something. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I forget what he asked me. He just asked me like a random question. And then he was like, oh, he's like, okay, have a nice day.
About like our cars?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it just might
have. It was my old car, not that car. It was like the Fiat or something. And I was like, I forget what he asked. I was just like, yeah.
Like, leave me alone.
Awkward, yeah, I was just like, I gotta get back. My baby's inside. Like, yeah. And he was just like a weird dude. Like, he just gave me weird vibes. And then he left. And then the whole rest of the night, I was like, oh my God, he knows where we live. And he knows. And that's why I was like trying to say I don't have a baby or anything. Like, I try to be very like closed off with when strangers come to the house and not for any other reason besides like,
just don't want to give them too much information.
I don't want to give them too much information because you never know like what somebody's intentions are.
Oh, for sure.
Especially when you have like multiple different strangers coming to your house to like deliver stuff.
Yeah.
So not a super fan of that just because I have anxiety, but I also understand the necessity in that it's like a small percentage of somebody that like would actually want to do you harm.
Yeah. Most people just being weird or trying to be friendly or just
Why I always feel bad. I'm like, I want to make connections with people, but I'm also like very scared of everybody.
You're just cautious. You have to be more cautious.
Yeah. Well, especially now that I have a child, I'm also like making sure people's intentions. Well, that I have a child, I have an online career where some people might know me. Gotta be closed off because I don't know.
It is like one of the challenges of having that is, you know, you have to consider more variables. And
I was going to say, but coming from there, like if I was delivering food, I would love just being able to leave it at the door and run away.
As long as you know you're at the right.
People would see me on the cameras. I would just like drop it and run. Like, here, don't open the door. I don't want to see.
It's good. You know, like, I think that's how it should be done. As long as you know you're at the right house, just boom, drop it off.
Yeah.
And if you have a camera, security camera, you can see. I don't know. It's just. Yeah, like I said, it's just a shift in the way we handle our food. And I understand people who don't like doing that, who would rather go to the restaurant, pick it up, interact with people.
My parents.
Well, just your parents, anyone. I'm sure most people, you know, some people just prefer that and that's fine. But I think for me.
I like going to restaurants, but.
Yeah, I like going to restaurants to eat.
I don't need to go pick up the food because I'm going to interact with somebody for 2 seconds and then leave.
Yeah. And then there's been times where like we've ordered food on the app. And then one time we had a delivery guy said he picked it up and dropped it off. And I'm like, we don't have our food. And I called the restaurant and they're like, yeah, they never picked it up or they picked up the wrong order. And I called, it was our first time ordering from this place. And I was like, all right, I live right around the corner. I'll come get it. Like, no, we'll have our person come over. I'm like, you sure? So they sent their own worker to come and I gave them like a good tip because I felt bad because they were getting screwed by like Grubhub or whatever. There's been times we ordered food and they couldn't find a driver and I had to go.
Oh yeah.
When we got like
the salad. Yeah.
And I had to go and pick it up. So it's not like
that's funny. So that was Uber Eats. And I very much remember that story because we talked to them about it.
Yeah.
And they were just like, sorry, there's not really anything we can do. And we were like, I forget. We were saying something and we were like, okay, well, if you can't make this right, like we're never using Uber Eats again or something. And I think they gave us like a $5 credit.
Yeah.
I have never used them since.
Yeah.
I stick to my word.
Yeah. No, we haven't used
that. If you literally cost us money and time and you're not really going to fix it or have any solution going forward, why would I? Like, exactly. I can use.
Because we know that your service is flawed.
Yeah. So we never
use. And I understand. But I mean, it seems like I understand, like, you have no drivers. Okay. Then you should. After a while of searching, after like 10, 15 minutes, there's no drivers, you know, 20, whatever you want to give it. No drivers available in the area. Like, we can contact the restaurant, see if they can deliver it. If they can't do that, then we can change the order to pick up. We can refund you for the whatever.
But
it didn't work out like that. And I'd like call the place and do it myself. So it's not foolproof, but I would say.
What's funny is we use Grubhub ever since and we've never had that issue. That was only like an Uber Eats issue.
Yep.
Damn you, Uber Eats.
Yeah, I think it's...
Okay, we're like, and this episode is sponsored by Uber Eats.
I hope not. I will say it's definitely being able to order anything on Amazon has definitely changed the way I buy stuff and being able to get it same day. Like, there's random stuff that I can get same day, next day. Like, two-day shipping is a thing of the past. I mean, there's some random stuff, but most things that I buy, I can get next day or same day. The craziest is when I get same day, but that's usually like a
beverage. It's like a necessity. Diapers I've seen they'll do. Or
and I think that's just because we have, well, I know they work with Whole Foods. So some stuff that's either that maybe there or I think just more distribution centers are opening up. And again, that comes back to like destroying the mom and pop shops.
Yeah, they're going to take over.
I mean, it's ultimate convenience.
It's his master plan.
Yeah, and I know like Amazon itself, when it comes to how they take care of their workers, is something that they need to get better with, and drivers, and they kind of like have to work an insane amount.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, especially during the holidays. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I see they have the electric vehicles now. I think it's Rivian that they work with. I've seen a couple of those trucks around and you don't even hear them. Like, wow. You don't hear the engine. You just like, oh.
I wonder if eventually, well, remember they keep saying like drones. Maybe someday there'll be drones.
I don't think drones will work because
they probably wouldn't allow
it. It'd be too many. They can't carry that much weight. They'd have to have massive drones, and then there'd be so many issues of them like trying to land.
Or
stuff.
People trying to get them.
Yeah, people getting them. self-driving, I guess you still need someone to like
take the package.
Or imagine just a robot, just Wally comes
you
just out.
You get a robot assigned to your town or street. Well, there is one. I've seen one in college campuses and stuff.
Yeah, it's just like a robot. Yeah, like,
it comes up
food.
To you. You have to verify your identity, and it'll open the thing.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, and I think, you know, it'll get good. It'll get better. It's just providing more convenience, taking away jobs, giving more jobs. It's tough. It's tough to like start figuring it out and learning how to.
It's hard. I feel like one thing I've learned from this podcast is I feel like nothing is without a consequence.
Yeah,
like nothing is straightforward good and nothing is straightforward bad.
Nope.
Well, for the most part, there's probably some stuff I'm not thinking of that are straightforward, good or bad.
Yeah, it's definitely.
But I feel like, most things I'm like, God, this is a great thing. But then if you think about like the impact, you're like, I guess it could be bad.
It's tough. It's tough to think about it like that. But I don't know. Yeah, I guess
take it for what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I like being able to. Well, one of the things is like, let's say you're just at your, you know, you're working, you're doing something, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I need to get this or I want to get this specific thing. Boom, Amazon, and I'm getting it the same day. Or when we were having computer issues and I needed a specific part, I would have to go to a computer store, which they probably would have it, but I have to drive however far I have to drive. I can't go to like Walmart or Target or somewhere close by that carries this very specific niche thing. Amazon, boom, get it the next day. Yeah. I actually ordered it for overnight delivery and it was here at like 7 a.m. or early. Or huh?
The computer part?
The computer I needed for the power supply to plug into the GPU. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's good. I like it. I like being able to just, I need this, or put something in my cart and remind me.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is like, that's usually what I do. I'll add a bunch of stuff to my cart, but then I wait to do it all. You don't. You just.
Depends.
I wait because I want like one person coming to the house.
But
for multiple
I've done
things.
That and then the order gets broken up anyway. So it doesn't really matter. I know you're trying to do like. Be better. I mean,
that happened the other day because the stuff that came yesterday, that was supposed to come Tuesday because I wanted everything to come at once.
Yeah.
They didn't listen to me. I was trying to save you time and money, everybody.
No, it doesn't always work like that.
They're like, no, we don't care about that. We're just going to send every, like,
it's coming now.
Packages. Oh, I will say delivering alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Is a good thing because I can't tell you. Well, I was going to say how many times people have been drinking and then went to go get more alcohol. No, but like if you're somewhere and everybody's like drinking and people want more drinks, you don't want somebody getting in their car, which I'm sure happens.
Exactly.
Like whoever's the least drunk will get in their car and go get drinks. Yeah. We have never done that. No. I want to specify.
It's the same as like
we would usually just be like, oh, crap, we're out of drinks. Yeah. Like, let's go to the hard liquor. But I'm saying, like, I'm sure that also has been helpful to make sure that people stay off the roads if they're drinking.
It goes along the same with, like, getting, you know, when you're out at a bar or whatever, drinking, or at a friend's house, whatever it may be, and you, instead of driving home, you can get an Uber, or get a car, or get a taxi.
Are we taking Ubers into the delivery?
No, just bringing it up, delivering people to and from.
That's true. It is delivering people.
Like the thing that's more just riding, you know.
Delivering people.
But yeah, we've done it a few times where
it was nice.
We can just buy alcohol. And again, it comes down to being, you know, you're on the website and you can have a little bit more time to take a look and like, oh, this, I want to try this, or search for something that if you go to the store, maybe a little harder to find, or maybe the person doesn't even know where it is. But when you order it online, you know, we like it. We've done it a few times, handful of times, not too many times.
Yeah, I say that's been good.
You're having like you said before, like if you're having a party or something and all of a sudden you're like, oh crap, we forgot to get it. And you're busy doing stuff, getting ready. You can like, oh, I can just order it.
We've done that. Parties delivery has been awesome. Like Party City does balloon delivery now. That's a game changer because we used to go try to get balloons and they take up your whole car. You can't see anything. And then sometimes you can't fit it all. Now they have these like big vans. They just like fit everything in and bring it. But yeah, I will say, I appreciate it even more because now that Melody is like full-blown toddler mode, going out to the store with her is not the most fun and or relaxing experience. And I don't have the time to like check things. But if I'm home, it's much easier to like, if she's like quietly eating or like playing, I could just easily try all to these do things something, that order something.
People had to do beforehand were very manageable. Sometimes less manageable than other times, but now you have the option. That's what it boils down to for me is like, I have the option. Yeah, I can go to the store, I can go buy it, and there's some things you want to do that for. But at the end of the day, when you have the option of being able to just order something and boom, it gets delivered, it's great.
Let me say, I have a gripe when I go out to stores and I'm like, hey, I want this. A lot of times they're like, oh, you'll order it online. Or I'll get there and I'm like, do you have this in a medium or whatever? Yeah. And they're just like, no, but you can order it online. And I'm like, okay, well, I could have just did that. Why did I come here then? Yeah. I forget. We did that for when we were ordering her furniture.
Yeah.
We went to the store to like look at it. I was like, oh, do you just like order it with you? And she was like, you can. She's like, or you can just do it online and then you get like 20% off. I was like, well, what are you guys here for?
Yeah.
You can just look
shift.
At stuff.
It's a shift. It's a shift in the marketplace, shift in how we consume and buy.
I mean, I get it. It's because stores, it's less, they learned during the pandemic, it is less operating costs.
Yeah, less operating. They don't have to keep it in, you don't have to like store it.
Yeah.
In a warehouse, you know, like in the back of the store or whatever. Yeah, I think it's good. It's just we have to learn how to better utilize
things. Last thing is it also makes me appreciate like boutique and or mom and pop shopping because those stores usually have stuff that are like unique and you can't easily. That's why I also still appreciate Etsy because Amazon is a lot of like mass produce, whatever. Like
products.
There's been times I've been trying to find something that has like an aesthetic and I can't on Amazon. It's more like utility. Like I need this to do this or I need this for this.
Yeah.
But like Etsy is more aesthetic or whatever. And then I like going to little boutique stores is my new favorite.
It's just, yeah, it makes
like
it
little
more special.
Towns that have little like mom and pop shops that sell stuff from local places.
Yeah.
I appreciate so much more because I can't get that from like Amazon or whatever.
All right.
Yeah, shall you're going I into your scary
read
stories.
Some stories.
Sure.
All right. Let's do it. All right. So I found some stories online. Okay. People's experiences delivering mostly pizza. All right, this first one's a little funny.
Okay.
All right, so this person, they took a big pizza order to a college dorm. It was just under $200. When the person went there, they knew the code to get into the dorm because they had been there a few years earlier, and there was one code instead of like a swipe card, so they knew how to get in.
Yeah,
they knew exactly where the room was. So they knock on the door and the guy opened the door and he said, hold on. And he closed the door. And then they said they heard a lot of like movement in the like tiny dorm. And then about 2 minutes later, they opened the door, no lights on. And in the dorm was about 15 guys, all in cloaks, holding lightsabers. And then one addressed them as Master Jedi of the Za technique. They were laughing so hard. They like dropped one of the drinks and they ended up getting tipped $100 and they told the person they can join their club anytime. So want to start off with a little funny one.
Oh,
but I'm sure that's like a cool experience.
But it's like, I just saw on TikTok. Did you see the thing that was going around about the pizza delivery guy? Cause this girl ordered pizza, but I guess like the address was her old address, which is where her ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend lived. So a pizza came, like went there or something. I forget like the whole story, but there's like a Ring video footage of the guy basically going to the girl who ordered the pizza's house, to tell, and she was like, oh my God, you went to their house? And she was like, what happened? And he's like, I have a pizza. I said, I have a pizza for, and they were like, we didn't order pizza. And he was like, it's for, and then like said the ex-girlfriend's name, and it started this like whole fight with her ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend that lived there.
No.
So he just went to the house, but like she was having a party with like a bunch of her friends. So the whole time they're like dying laughing. Like he's like dying laughing. He's like, this is my last day ordering, like delivering pizzas. And this was hilarious. Like, oh my God. So yeah, I'm sure among the bad stories, there's probably also like funny. Oh, there's another clip. I must say with Ring Video Doorbell, I see both the funniest and scariest stuff mm-hmm. I've ever seen in my life. But one of it was, did you see the one with the squirrel? The guy was like, he was like holding a pizza, like waiting to deliver it. And there was a squirrel like behind him on the archway. And the lady opens the door and the squirrel just jumps into the house. But the pizza guy didn't see it.
Yeah.
So all he sees is this woman like screaming and shutting the door. And then like you just hear screaming in the house and he's just standing there. And like, then what? They opened the door eventually. It was like, I'm so sorry. A squirrel flew in the house. He's like, oh, really? So good.
Damn.
There's so many good delivery videos now.
A lot of crazy interactions. This one is cool. This kind of goes along with our like being able to order drinks ideology. All right. So this person said, he worked for a delivery company for about 6 years and he got an order for one single cigar. Total cost of goods was about $3 with a delivery fee of almost $14.
Oh my God.
And they said he lived all the way out in the boonies and he also tipped the person $10. And what it ended up being was the guy was drunk and he said the delivery fee was less than a DUI.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yeah, that's genius. Like genius. That's how it.
That too, yeah.
That's taking
there's
advantage.
There's probably so many dumb people that like drink and are like, I'm hungry, I'm going to go get something, or I want
but,
a
like,
cigar.
That's a great example of someone utilizing this new like technology that we have. And it's like, you want this one specific thing, you can order it, have it, you know, Postmates or whatever service you have, a cigar, a pizza, whatever it may be, and you don't have to risk drinking and driving.
Other people, yeah.
Yeah, and yourself. You have to pay, but like his person said, it's less than a DUI. And that's like, exactly. And I think that's what a lot of people don't factor in. And I hate when I see like celebrities or athletes who are wealthy and can very easily afford like a car service or, you know, getting an Uber.
Anything.
And they drive and then their whole life is ruined because they drink and drove. And it's like, why are there not people?
I'll tell you, because people think that it can't happen to them.
Yes,
I
understand that.
That they're like,
and
I'm
sure
fine.
There's plenty of stories where it happens. You obviously just don't hear about it because there's no problem. Yeah. It's, but whenever I hear
oh,
this.
Oh yeah, you know how many people probably drive drunk? They
no,
just
I'm
get
saying,
lucky and.
No, I'm saying there's probably plenty of stories of people using ride service.
Oh, I gotcha.
And
yeah.
You just don't hear about it because there's no stories. Someone called a cab or got an Uber and it was all good. But yeah, I think that just goes to show, just, you know, utilize it. It's better to pay for an Uber than it is to ruin your life and others.
Or others.
Yeah. All right. So this one's a little creepier.
Ooh, I like creepy.
So this person says, I delivered pizza while in college. One time I went to deliver to this one house to answer the door and they told me they didn't order the pizza. So they made sure they had the correct address. The person who answered the door confirmed it was their address. And went to ask everyone living in the house if they ordered pizza. Apparently, none of them did. So they called the number that was used and asked for the correct address. They assured me the address was at that the person was at was correct. The delivery person was confused, and so was the person at the door. And the person who ordered the pizza called me again and told me they were in the shed at the bottom of the driveway. And that's when the owners of the house learned that someone had been living in their shed for the past year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Did they never go in the shed?
Who knows? Maybe it could have just been a bunch of people like renting a house and they had this shed that maybe, you know, they're like, oh, this is
true.
Like the owner's shed or whatever. They keep some, lawnmowers and whatnot in it.
Oh
and
my
some,
God.
You know, homeless person or vagabond just strolling by. Oh, I can get in here and got some shelter.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but like, why would you? I mean, I'm saying.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense though. Why would you give the address the house not realizing that the pizza person was going to go to the house.
Well, you know, they're not obviously the smartest of people, but.
I ate the sharpest tool in the shed.
It was pretty smart to take advantage of that free shed, but.
Yeah.
Kinda,
for a year.
Kinda,
you had to have been so, somewhat smart to not be caught.
Yeah. Kind of outed yourself there trying to get some pizza.
Could you imagine though? He ordered the pizza and was like, this is the address. bring it to the shed in the bottom of the driveway. Like when you have said that,
that's what I would have
just been like, hey, yeah, I'm working out my shed. Can you just, yeah. there's a shed.
Or I would have waited outside or trying to, oh, they're here and just yeah. intercepted them. But whoops, they forgot.
Come on, shed man.
All right. So here's a
be better.
A scary, creepy story of what it's like to be a delivery person. So this person says that at one house, there was a bunch of wind chimes. Some look like random collection of sticks a la the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
The guy comes out when this person's delivering something, drunk and doesn't have any teeth. He mumbles something unintelligibly. It is unintelligibly.
Unintelligibly.
I think it's unintelligible.
Unintelligibly.
Yes. And they ask. They ask the delivery person if they want to come inside.
Yeah, don't ever.
No, that's against never. Every place's policy. And they say, no, my deliveries are timed and the store keeps track of the houses on their route. And he looks slightly irritated, hands them a wad of cash and takes the pizza. He didn't even count it. He says he just noped out of there with the creepy wind chimes in the background.
Interesting.
I'm sure that there's plenty of very weird and creepy experiences that probably every single delivery person has had.
Yeah.
And that's what I think about is all like, I'm sure they appreciate the very simple, easy, or like I always try to, if I can, like go out and help them like, oh, you have like a package. Or the other day when Lauren got a new computer, the guy walked up our driveway and he delivered the keyboard
because
you
yeah.
got stuff. And he's like, oh, I got, I'm like, oh, is there other? He's like, oh, yeah, I just realized. And I'm like, you got to drive up here. He's like, oh, I didn't know if I could. I'm like, yeah, drive up. He drove up here and I waited, helped him get the stuff yeah. out. So I'm sure if you are someone who delivers stuff and you're listening, I'm sure you appreciate when you have people that are helpful. And when you have to encounter the weird and creepy, you just, like this person said, nope out of there. All right. So this story involves the cops.
Ah. Ah, the police. So,
this person arrived at a home to deliver a pizza and no one's opening the door. They wait for about 2 minutes and they're ready to leave. And all of a sudden, two cop cars pull up to the door. And both policemen proceed to put on gloves. One goes to his trunk and pulls out a shotgun. One of them walks up to the delivery person and says, there won't be any deliveries today.
That sounds fake.
I mean, it could be.
Sounds very unprofessional.
Well, I mean.
Also, why do they have a shotgun? Is that the cop's weapon of choice? Like. I thought they usually have like pistols and whatnot.
Yeah, but if they're
shotgun gonna do?
It's good for close counters engagement.
To murder somebody.
Well, then if someone was murdered and they're going into a house where someone was murdered, the murderer might still be in there.
Yeah, but you still don't want to murder the murderer. They usually
if they're
don't.
Gonna shoot you, you might have to.
I'm just saying, I think a shotgun is not the way to go. I could be wrong. I'm not a police officer.
Yeah, neither am I. But, you know, sometimes they have to use that.
What about a pistol or something small? What do you need a shotgun for? That seems very slow.
I don't know. I don't know about that, Lauren.
I'm breaking down this story.
Yeah.
It's not real. There's no way. It would have made more sense if they came like in raid gear. You're telling me two police officers pulled up. Is that what he said?
He said two.
Got out of the thing. Got a shotgun and gloves and went in. That doesn't sound right.
All right. I don't know.
Where's the SWAT squad if they think somebody
SWAT
got
squad.
Murdered? The SWAT squad.
SWAT? Are they doing squats?
SWAT squad.
SWAT team?
Yeah.
The team of squatters. All right. Yeah. Then, you know, that sounds like there's some holes in the story. But okay. I just thought it was a different one. All right, this is a scary one.
Okay. I can't wait to poke holes in it.
All right, so this person says, this story is not so much awkward but as scary, but whatever. Okay. So this person says, they're a girl, and when they were delivering pizza, they were around 18 or 19, and they were pretty scrawny looking. Anyway, they had a big delivery to a guy's party in his apartment. The apartment was on the top floor, so after hauling about 10 pizzas up three flights of stairs, and they look considerably frazzled. The guy opens the door and there's about 15 guys in the apartment. And he says, I should come in and put them down the table. The person says, now I know better than just enter people's houses. But there was a table, it was like right below the door, and and they're like, all right, there's no way I'm going to be able to like take the cash and like do the transaction. So like they go in with three bags of pizza over their arms, and they take one step towards the table, and they hear the door slam behind them, and he locks the door and says, "We got one." And all these guys start snickering. And although it turned out to be a joke, albeit not a funny one, they say, it was one of the most terrifying moments of their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is...
It's not a funny joke.
That is not something to do to people. But yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of creepy interactions like that where people freak out delivery drivers, especially, you know, someone like this who is a young female, and they go and there's 15 guys, and I can just...
That's like the one story that comes to mind is, do you remember the one they like made a movie about it too, about the pizza delivery guy that got like the bomb strapped to him? The even crazier part about that, now that I'm thinking about it, is the fact that they made a movie about it, but it was a comedy.
It was a comedy. Yeah.
It was like Jesse Eisenberg, and like, I forget if I watched it or if I just saw the trailer.
Drama comedy.
And I remember, but I think the guy died.
Really?
I'm pretty sure he got blown up. So that's why it's even crazier that they, I'm pretty sure.
Damn.
Could correct me if I'm wrong. But either way, I'm sure it was a traumatizing event. They made it into like a comedy movie.
You know, like I said, it's creepy. It's creepy when you're having to deliver stuff to someone's house. You don't know what's on the other side of that door.
Yeah.
It's almost similar to like police officers when they pull someone over. They don't know if this person is going to be compliant and easy to work with, or if they're going to get a gun pulled on them. That's why they need a shotgun.
Yeah.
It took you a second to get what
I was... It took me a second to understand what you were trying to
referencing
say.
There.
Google it. Do police officers use... Police officers' gun of choice a shotgun?
I think it's their gun of choice, but I think when they...
I was just picturing him getting out of the car and like, you know, movies, you know, when they're like this.
All right. His body ain't dead enough.
We heard somebody got murdered in here, so
it's shotgun time.
It's just on me and Carl. We're gonna go in.
Hey, delivery guy, ain't no deliveries today. Actually, what you got there?
I'll be like,
give me a minute, I'll come back.
I'm surprised they didn't say something like, "No deliveries today," except you can give us the pizza.
Yeah, we'll take it. Was it paid for? All right.
Oh my god.
All right, I got one more here.
The shotgun police officer.
So this one's another crazy experience people can have. So this person says they had to fight off a guy after delivering a pizza. He was very drunk and he thought they were a taxi. So he kept trying to get in the car. He says he literally kicked him out of the passenger side. Literally kicked him out of the passenger side door, and he sped off into the night, passenger door open until the next hard right where it closed.
But, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm sure that drivers.
I feel like at night. Yeah, it's a wild card of what you're gonna get. Like, if it's late at night and somebody orders a pizza, you're probably like, they're probably drunk or.
So one time when I was in Atlantic City with my friend, and we were drinking and gambling, and I got a little too drunk and like got sick and went to the bathroom, threw up, and my buddy got me an Uber to get back to our hotel, and I ended up like throwing up outside of the window, which I'm not very proud of, but you know. It happened. I can't imagine being an Uber person in like a place, Atlantic City, Vegas,
any party,
like you got to know what you're in for. So it was funny. Like my friend, he got his Uber account suspended because he didn't pay the cleaning fee. And I was like,
it was Olaf.
It was like $40. I was like, I'll give you them. He was like, nah, screw it. It's been whatever.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
I'll use Lyft now. It's
fine. Yeah. And I have like a certain level of like respect, but also like question. I mean, I guess it's good money. I mean, not everyone is
drunk. I know at
idiot
night,
like I was.
They can like triple the rates and stuff. So that's why it's kind of like, all right, I might get some weirdos, but I'll make good money.
I have, a story. It's not really delivery based, but it's kind of. So me and my friend, we went to a concert in New York City, and
it was
a festival, a day festival, and we're getting out of it. And I remember talking to him because we were in like Randall's Island or one of the islands. So we had to
Governor.
It was Governor's. I don't know. Was one of those.
Ball,
yeah.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. I can't. I think it was just a show. On one of the islands, and we had to get, you could walk and it would take you a long time to walk back. So I remember looking at my friend, I said, how much are you willing to spend to get a car? And I was like, a hundred, like if we, you know, both pitch in $50, we'll get back to Penn Station. We can go from there. So we go over and I go up to a taxi guy and I'm like, how much to get to Penn Station? And he goes, $100. I'm like, all right, done, sold. So we get in the car. This is the time when I was working at Wall Street. So I was a little more,
assertive.
Yeah. That's a good word.
A little more
assertive with
angry
things.
All the time.
Not so much. Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Short-tempered. So the guy's like, where people were walking and he's driving around and some other people come up and like, can we get in too? And we didn't really care. And the driver's like, yeah, where are you going? He's like, we just need to get over to Manhattan. And they didn't talk about a price or anything.
Wait, this was a taxi, not a black. Was it a black car?
I think it was a black car. I don't think
it was. I was saying, because taxis metered.
That wasn't metered.
Okay.
Then it was a black car. Yeah.
Then it was a, what are they called? Black cab? I forget what they're.
Yeah. Car service, whatever you want to call it.
I haven't used one of those in a long time. Well, we used to not because as girls, they told you not to because they're not tracked.
Yeah. So they get in the car. It was a guy and a girl, a couple. Me and my friend were in the back. The guy got in the front passenger and the girl got in the back. So they get in and they're like talking and the driver wanted to charge them like $100, something absurd to like just literally bring them into Manhattan. It was on our route. There was and they start arguing and we get onto like the on-ramp to one of the highways and the guy stops his car and they're like going back and he's like, you get out of the car. He's like yelling at him. And he's like, dude, he's like, I'm not getting out of the car. We're on the highway. Like, we'll give you, he was like expecting to pay like $20, $40, whatever it may be. So they're arguing. And all of a sudden I just snap into it. I'm like, all right, listen, like I pull like the, I'm a Wall Street broker. I'm like, this is bullshit. I'm like, you're going to drive us. You're going to bring us to Penn Station. We're going to pay you whatever. You're going to charge them 20. We'll give you the extra money. I forget exactly what I said, but like, I just like flipped the fuse and the guy shut up. Proceeded to drive. And I remember the guy being like, dude, thank you so much. And like, I think he gave us like the $20 or whatever. And I ended up giving the guy like, I don't know, 125, whatever we did. But I'm sure there's a lot of crazy interactions.
I thought me and you were we're getting off topic, but I thought me and you were in one of those black cabs and they like locked the doors and were trying to like negotiate with us back in Queens when me and you got back there. But I had been drinking, so I wasn't like, I was like half paying attention to you.
Kind of remember,
because we had agreed on a price and then he got us there.
Yeah.
And like the doors were locked. And he was like, yeah, no, like I didn't account for the toll, so you have to pay me like an extra whatever. And you were like,
I didn't have the cash or something like that.
Yeah, because we said, we were like, well, you agreed to this amount. Yeah. This is all the cash we have.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, like I'm sure you have more. And we're like, no. And you literally are like, you're like showing him your wallet. You're like, you literally have this cash. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. And then he eventually like gave up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't ever take black cabs. They'll always pull up and they'll seem really nice. And they're like, don't worry, I'm going to give you a better price than a taxi. Yeah. Where are you trying to go?
And they double, triple the price.
And then they lock you in the car and demand more money once you get to the place.
Yeah. Little sidetrack story, but similar-ish.
It's a person delivery service.
Person delivery.
Unmarked.
Yeah, so that's
person delivery.
It's our thoughts on delivery. At the end of the day, something we use a lot and you know, I like it. But there's definitely a lot of creepy aspects of it. I think it's mostly creepy for the people who are delivering.
Yeah.
Having to interact with all the random people that they have to bring stuff to.
Yeah, and dogs.
Yes. Yes, dogs.
I do feel bad. Especially, I feel like if you are terrified of dogs, you can't be a delivery person.
No. Probably not ideal.
I mean, and I'm scared of certain like dogs I don't know that are barking at me like crazy. Like Dexter, I'm sure sounds scary.
And there's plenty of other aspects that we didn't really cover. I mean, you just have all like, I see the other day there was just like a pretty young kid, I would assume in his early 20s at best, driving a very large like Amazon truck. And I'm like, this kid is just driving this huge truck around. Like,
yeah. I always wonder like if this was around when I was younger, if I would have liked doing it. No, I probably would have been too scared. Well, my mom probably would have been like, you're not going to strangers' houses to deliver stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of other like more.
But I said because it's kind of cool because you can kind of make your own hours and like,
kind of
decide.
But it's
where
still
you
a
go.
Pretty intense schedule that you got to keep to. And I don't think it's that easy.
delivering stuff. Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't say it was easy.
Yeah.
I just meant I would like the flexibility of the hours.
Yeah. I mean, could be, but
I also don't know how Amazon works anymore. Like, cause we get different Amazon drivers all the time. So do people just have different routes? Do people just have the same routes? Do people like, I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I think it's just people just work different shifts, different times. And it's just, yeah, it's a crazy ecosystem.
Yeah, what's even crazier is like, or sometimes like we'll get an Amazon delivery in the morning and then get another Amazon delivery later in the day from a different person.
There was a lot of
so like, what, how is it not, I guess it's coming from different warehouses each
there
thing?
Was a couple stories. I thought I had one in there, I might have gotten rid of it. Basically that an Amazon delivery guy had people running after them. People like, oh, you have my package, like give it to me. And they're like I may or may not, like there's other people that can see, like there's two other delivery trucks in the area. They're like, no, it says it's on this and it just dropped. And then the one story was like the person got like a ding on their phone and like package was delivered, and they're like, oh, it was another truck, why didn't you tell me? It's like, I literally did. Like,
I've only done that one time, not an Amazon truck, but my mom and I chased after in Florida a FedEx truck, I think, because she was getting her computer delivered. And I think we had missed it. Like, they didn't deliver.
Oh, yeah.
So then we were like, we got the missed notification. And then we were in the golf cart. That's what we were doing.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I think, she was like, they usually hit the neighborhood over from us. She was like, let's just drive over there and see if they're there. And sure enough, we saw the FedEx truck. So we like went up to it. I remember, because it was like during the pandemic. So we like stayed far away. And we were just like, listen, like, we really need this computer. Because I think like tomorrow, the next day, we were going to be gone too.
Yeah.
And we were like, my daughter needs to set it up for me. And then he said, okay. And she was like, I can show you my ID so that you can see it matches the name. So he did. He was like, he was nice. He was like, yeah. He's like, let me see your ID. And then like got us the package or whatever and had a sign off. But yeah. We kind of chased down.
It's a pretty crazy job. I'm sure, like I said, we just scratched the surface of the craziness and the creepiness of it, but something to think about.
Yeah.
Be nice to your delivery people.
I wonder if people, like, I don't know. Like, I was trying to think if more people think it's a good service than a bad service. I would assume more people think it's good.
Oh, I would think so. I think people love it.
I do. But I feel bad for loving it sometimes, because I feel like it's like extra money that I could not be spending, and it's like time that I could be spending in society, but then at the same time, I just want to stay home.
I don't think
it's nice and safe and easy.
It's definitely not something that's going to be going away anytime soon. So,
speaking of which, I forgot, we didn't finish our conversation. Are we ordering lunch or
no? I think we're just eating food we have around the house, because we forgot to order our meal delivery service. You have to order by a certain time to get it delivered, and
We always forget. The next day.
Yeah,
it's fine. Or it'll come tonight.
It's coming later today.
It's coming. But yeah, I guess that's all I got on delivery. I like it.
I think it's just something that we have to learn.
Although I think to live with the downside is Amazon's probably going to take over society at some point.
Yeah, it's good and bad.
They now have grocery stores, bookstores, and, which is, I would say the bookstore is kind of just like twisting the knife in the wound of like putting all these bookstores out of business. And then they're like, hey, we're going to start physical bookstore locations. Yeah, now they have Amazon Fresh locations. And I just learned they have Amazon clothing retail locations, because I just saw my friend Cupquake went to go see the first one that's in LA. It is amazing though, because you literally go there and they only have one size. Of like, it shows you every color of an item that they have, and then it's only comes in like one size. And then what you do is on your phone, you like scan the item and you say what size and what color you want, and they'll just like deliver it to a dressing room for you, so you don't have to like carry it around with you when you're shopping. Oh yeah, I forgot, I haven't showed you this. I showed my mom. So all you're doing is browsing. So you know when you go to like clothing stores, you'll see like 10 of the same item, because it's all the different like sizes.
Yeah.
You'll see one of that item, and you'll also like, so everything's spaced out more. You can see multiple, like lots of different clothing items. They also like have like an influencer section where like influencers get to pick out their favorite styles and whatever, or they have like It's crazy. Like, she was testing out. So on your phone, you don't have to carry anything. You're just like, I want to try on this. Or you can order it straight from your phone if you're like, eh, I have to go somewhere after this. I want to
bring bags. You know your size.
Yeah. Whatever. So you could try it on and be like, yeah, I'll just order it. Then you go to your dressing room and like, you never see anybody. It's all like behind the scenes. So they'll like rack everything behind the dressing room and then they close the door and you can't open it until like the other door's closed. So nobody can like peek in on you with changing. And then if you try something on and you're like, eh, I want to see the other color or I want to see a different color, there's a big touchscreen in the dressing room and you just pick what one you want and they'll put it in the little slot for you again so you don't have to leave the room. And if you say, like, I like this shirt, I'm going to, like, keep it, I want to keep it or buy it, like, you put it on the thing and it'll say, these skirts go with that shirt or these shoes go with the shirt. Would you like us to bring that? Like, I was just like, oh, my God. So, you know, my mom... my mom would be the like the perfect candidate for this because she would go in and be like, I like this shirt, but I don't know what it goes with. Like, there's literally a computer system that's like, hey, this goes well with this, this, and this. What do you like? Which would you like to try?
Yeah, that's awesome. See, I think that's one of the like good ways that technology has learned to.
I mean, it kind of stinks. It's like Amazon because it's just one company getting bigger, but I'm hoping maybe that means other companies will be like, yeah, this is a much nicer, simpler.
Yeah.
That's like when I go to Forever 21 or stores like that, I get so overwhelmed because there's just so much stuff.
Yeah. And then they don't have your size. And you have to go through.
Then you got to spend time like looking through like this is so much. And then you have to carry it with like usually if I'm like going legit shopping, I like have a whole armful of stuff I want to try on. You don't have to do that. You just put it on your. And then if you don't even want to carry a bag the rest of the day, you can just place the order and it'll be there by the next day. It's crazy. I can't handle it.
It's pretty cool. I like
future. It. Future.
It is the future.
Like Melody, when she goes, when we go, I don't know, dress shopping someday for like an event she's having.
It's
we
all going to
literally
be like,
just be like,
it's going to be augmented reality. You don't have to try anything on anymore. It's just like, just, it'll take your exact measurements through like cameras. It'll let you see what it looks like. And it'll then be it'll like these, make the, you don't even have people like tailor it. It'll, computers will measure everything.
They just like take a picture of you when you come in. And then they're like, these are the dresses we think would fit your body type best. And then you just like go through and you're like, I want to try this one on. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, I know a lot of this stuff like takes the human element and aspects out of experiences, but if it works better and it's, I don't know,
provides a better experience. Because I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a clothing store and somebody has helped me pick stuff. Like, not often.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, which, because everything's subjective, but if you have a computer, then you can have multiple different.
And I've seen,
there's no bias.
And I know for like, the male perspective, getting suits, getting going to a store, going to like Men's Warehouse, getting something tailored. They have where you can like do it all online and you can use like your phone to like take measurements or you do your measurements and the phone can actually work with it. So yeah, there's great implementations of it and then boom, gets delivered. But yeah,
crazy.
Those are our thoughts.
I just had to share that. Anybody who wants to see more, go check out. I think it's on her Tiffy Quake channel. I'm just like promoting YouTubers today. It's on her Tiffy Quake channel, I think, where she tried the new Amazon style, I think it's called. I forget what the store's called.
I like it.
But check it out because it's crazy.
It's cool.
But yeah, as always.
Remember.
Oh, damn it. I forgot.
Remember, Lauren, how to do our outro.
Say it again.
And remember.
Everything is creepy. Is it right? Did I do it right?
Yeah, but you're supposed to be like, and remember, everything is creepy.
There you go. You do it better. I'll
just do it in a creepy way. Bye, everybody.